Steve, we're learning more about this reported call that results in this officer being critically wounded. Can you just put into perspective, maybe from an officer perspective, how perhaps you never know what exactly you're walking into when you respond to a call?
Very, very infrequently, what the initial call comes in is what it is. And whenever you're dealing with domestic type situations, you have multiple things that go on. One is the suspect is usually on their home turf, so they know the terrain much better than you do as a police officer. And also, you know, emotions run high, as opposed to, say, you know, arresting someone for another type of crime where they still want to get away from the police, but there's not a lot of a mob. Well, what you have in domestics is there already is emotions with everybody involved, and obviously it's on high, and when you get there, you're jumping in the middle of it. And so you're trying to react to multiple things at the same time. So that's usually the most difficult part about these types of incidents.
Yeah, Steve, I know every situation is different. This one's certainly different, too. But just speaking in generalities, what happens as an officer when you respond to a call and maybe a suspect opens fire? Are there certain things that you try to do to try to mitigate the damage or just de-escalate the situation?
A lot of things have to happen at the same time. One, you have to be able to determine where it's coming from. If this was, you know, later in the day, which it appears that it was, you might not right off the bat be able to distinguish where the shots are coming from. Mm. Which makes you obviously very vulnerable because you don't know where to take cover. If you hear shots, say, coming from in the residence, as an officer, if you're approaching, you have to make a determination to try to go in to save someone's life, putting your own life at risk, or if you want to take cover behind something to try to save yourself. So all these have to be made almost instantaneously. So it's incredibly difficult. Most of it's gut reaction, it's instinct. There's not a lot of thought process that goes into those decisions because you just don't have the time.
Are you trying to rely on your training in a situation like that?
You have to. That's where it comes from. And some people have that natural born instinct, and the training just accentuates that. But other people that maybe don't, the training really does take over. It's incredibly dangerous, the whole mm-hmm. thing. And one thing I will tell you, that's especially difficult because I've had this question asked to me when you have an officer that's shot in the line of duty is how it feels as another officer. And unfortunately I've had that happen with me. And the hardest part I think is that in order to be a police officer, to go out there every day, you do have to have a little bit of sense of invincibility. When you go out there, you can't think about I'm going to get hurt. You can't worry about that. You have to go with the job with the perception that I'm going to be okay. One way or the other, I'm going to be okay. And when something like that happens, as an officer that's not involved in the original incident, but perhaps knows the person, you feel a couple things. One, your friend was hurt and seriously injured, and obviously that can upset everybody. But the second part is you look at your own vulnerabilities and your own mortality, and you start to question that. It's like, geez, if that could happen to this person, that could happen to me. And it's very difficult to go through that emotionally.
I also think, too, about the family, Steve, and how these loved ones maybe every day wonder if their husband, their wife, you know, their brother, their son, their daughter, whatever, is going to come home at the end of the day. And that's something that kind of puts into perspective, too, doesn't it?
It does. When you choose to put the uniform on, you make those decisions, and you know full well that is a possibility, but the people that love you don't wish that, and they have no control over it, so they're really helpless. And you know, I know from my own family that, you know, I didn't worry about it every day, but I know that they did. And you know, when you leave, they think about it, and any call that they might see on TV or hear over the scanner, they think you're there, and you know, and they're on edge the whole time. So It's difficult for the whole Raleigh community, and my heart goes out to the police department and anybody involved.
Certainly feels like just saying thank you to our officers is not adequate enough. So, Steve, man, every time we try to see a police officer, we always say thank you. So thank you for all that you did and all that you continue to do for all of our communities.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I hope the officer makes a speedy recovery.
Absolutely. Steve, thanks for the time as always. I hope we can talk again on some brighter topics sometime soon.
Thanks, Chris.